School districts operate in the transparency gap, and the budget may have one too. Confirmed, finalized action summaries from Santee School District, Grossmont Union High School District, or Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District are not available in the verified public record as of Monday morning. That absence reflects a structural reality of school district governance. Board decisions are made on scheduled dates, and official minutes are posted afterward, sometimes days later. The lag creates an opening for misinformation, making official agenda and minutes portals, not social media or informal channels, the authoritative sources for what any of these districts actually decided. What can be stated with confidence is that June is a pivotal month regardless of specific board actions. Summer school programs are launching, fall enrollment numbers are being finalized, academic year staffing decisions are taking shape, and facilities maintenance is being scheduled for the window before students return. Families in Santee navigating the transition between the K-8 Santee School District and the high school level Grossmont Union system are advised to be in contact with both district offices now. Summer transitions are when enrollment and placement details fall through administrative cracks. The "what if we're wrong" question this week attaches to the FY 2027 budget. The case for confidence is genuine. San Diego's budget process is deliberative by the standards of comparable cities. Reserve funds have been maintained responsibly, and the final vote does not appear to rely on extraordinary one-time revenues. But the revenue forecast rests on assumptions about property tax receipts, hotel taxes, and sales taxes that carry real uncertainty. Commercial real estate vacancies in downtown San Diego remain elevated. Tourism spending nationally is showing signs of softening, and labor negotiations with public safety unions could push costs above projected levels. Specific early warning indicators are worth tracking. If monthly city financial reports, public documents, show hotel and sales tax receipts running more than 5% below forecast for two consecutive months, the revenue side is in stress. And if capital projects approved in the FY 2027 budget begin slipping to the following fiscal year by October, that signals the city is managing cash flow against a plan that is underperforming. Neither outcome is the base case. Both are trackable and worth watching.